すべては合格のために、
建築関連資格の総合資格学院の提供でお送りします。
建築系ラジオです。今日はアイチトリエンナーレで、香港の作家さんのケイシー・ウォンさんと、食事をしています。で、一番最初に皆さんの自己紹介、お手伝いをしている人も含めて自己紹介をしてもらって、その後、今回のトリエンナーレどんな作品をやるかを紹介、お話してもらいます。 So first please introduce yourself and also your supporter and organizer.
Hello friends of Japan, I'm Casey Wong from Hong Kong. Thank you for inviting me to participate in this year's Aichi Triennale. This time I came with my assistant Man Chan. Together we are constructingsite-specific installations for this Triennale.
Hello, I'm Man Chan. I'm Casey, assistant. I'm happy to coming to Japan. And
is this your first time?
Yeah, this is my first time in Japan.
and in this interview, we're actually in a Japanese restaurant, and you just have a horse sashimi. What do you think?
I think it tastes good. I love it.
You love it, but don't have too much of it because it's expensive, okay?
五十嵐県の M2 の、クヌギ座です。今回はケイシーさんのお手伝いとしてアイチトリエンナーレに参加しています。
じゃあ一応ここから作品の話を作家本人からしてもらいます。 So please describe your work and also the location, your exhibition site.
So our site is in a traditional office building in the business center of Nagoya, and it's my site is on the third floor of this building. Various artists have moved into the buildings on the ground floor, second floor, third floor, and also the fourth floor. So my work takes the whole level of third floor, and then is subdivided into three sections. And I'll be bringing three different works. So in a way, it's very busy. And all the works are very interesting. Hopefully the people in Nagoya would love it.
So you divided your floor in three sections. So please, explain each section.
So in the first room, I'm presenting my work called Drift City. And this work featuring me wearing a skyscraper costume made by foam boards. And I have been starting this project ever since year 2000. And I wear this, I call it the Skyscraper Man. And I travel the world and visit famous monuments, such as in Pyramid of Egypt, in Cairo, and also this time I've done a special project for Nagoya. I discovered that in Nagoya, there's a place called Minjimura. And in there, there's a building of the Imperial Hotel designed by the American architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Now, this is very, very important in the history of architecture because Frank Lloyd Wright's Imperial Hotel was always being represented by the history book, saying that it was destroyed in the fire. You can imagine, as a student of architecture, when I saw the real, at least portion of it, the real Imperial Hotel in Minjimura, I was so shocked. So immediately I went there back in March and took some photographs. So this time in the Aichi Triennale, you can see my building man standing in front of the Imperial Hotel designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And in the back, there's a train passing by, and it's a very special moment. So photographs of that would be featured. And also this time I'll be doing a children's workshop with children of Nagoya, doing architectural costumes. So I'm looking forward to that. In the second room, I'm featuring more art and political work. Because recently in Hong Kong, the communist China is kind of colonizing Hong Kong. So the people in Hong Kong are not very happy. So in the past few years, I have been combining art and politics and looking for a new way to express my art idea. So I'm featuring four protest-related videos and also one sculpture in that room. Now, this room is very special because we create a special tunnel. You have to crawl inside this room, and inside is filled with sound-absorbing material. I'm trying to represent the idea of when you go to the protest. For example, if you protest against the nuclear power plant, right? You're yelling, "Government, you know, stop doing the nuclear power." But at the end, you feel like you are lonely in the public place. So your sound is being absorbed because the majority of the people are not awakened. In this year's Aichi Triennale, the theme is called Awaken. Right, so this is very important to be awakened citizens in the civil society. And finally, in the third room, is a very sensitive work. I'm sure it's going to stir up controversy. The work is called Senkaku Islands, belongs to birds and fishes. There's a lot of misunderstanding and conflict between two countries right now, namely China and Japan, fighting for this rock in the middle of the ocean. So I think it's kind of unnecessary. I think it's better to grow together with culture rather than fighting over this crazy island. So I created this piece of work. Inside, you will find a outdated computer and blinking lights, and then 12 videos in small monitors. So the monitors are featuring fishes swimming in the ocean, birds flying in mid-air, fishes eating birds, birds eating fish. So it's all kind of like National Geographic. And then then you realize somebody's watching. So what I'm creating is basically a media control center. So what's going on right now is both sides of the government is trying to control the media, and this media is manipulating the people of both sides. And this is very sad. So my work try to remind people that before us, there's nature, like birds and fishes, and maybe we can look towards nature and try to remember every time when two species are struggling, there's always a third party secretly watching. And who could that be? I don't know. Thank you for listening.
I have several questions. In a Drift City series, you have visited so many places in the world. How many places you have visited?
I think about, in the Drift City series, about where I have been about 26 or something, because it's already 13 years that I'm doing this project. But I am always searching for places with an interesting background story. So I don't go to just the popular tourist sites. I will search for the background story. Either is very surreal and or is almost so surreal it's crazy. So, like for example, the place in Meijimura fits into that criteria because it's almost like a architecture cemetery, right? It's like a ghost. You think it's dead, but it's not. It's in the architecture old people's home sitting inside Meijimura.
And in the second room, you made a very narrow entrance and a very small space. Why you made so small?
Because, you know, in China, the government like to put a crime into people who really care for society. So the system is very bad. It's easier to be a bad person rather than to be a good person in China right now. So if you care about the society and if you voice out your opinion, they will give you the crime of saying betrayal of the country, so which is very severe. So this the small entrance make people think it's secretive. All right. And this is the so twisted, because like in Japan, if you care, if somebody fell down on the street, you go and help him. You know, people expect that. But in China right now, the system is so twisted that if a little girl, you know, got run over by a car, you know, if you try to help her, you know, the government might blame you for it. So that's why a lot of people choose not to. So the tunnel idea is to make the whole work to be secretive and also not very obvious, because in today's world, to be a good guy is not easy.
Also, in the second, there's a you're showing a video of a four demonstration. So, can you introduce four projects?
I am showing four projects that I have been thinking deeply recently about the relationship between artists and exhibitions. Traditionally, artists exhibit their work in gallery space and museums, and then the audience will go to these places to see the work. But another alternative is to actually show your work in the public streets. In Hong Kong, there is almost a public demonstration every week right now. So Hong Kong is a big time right now. So what I'm trying to do is trying to hijack the public space into an exhibition space. Try to hijack the protests and convert it into an exhibition space. So the work are based on this situation. So it can be interpreted both ways. It can be interpreted the sculptures that I make, for example, the tank I made. I made a tank called the Cultural Bureau. Those can be interpreted as sculpture as well as tools or for demonstrations. So these are different than traditional the artist practice. Is that what's your question again?
Yeah. Can you explain?
Yes. So in the Pinocchio room, the first work is called the Pinocchio. The Hong Kong government chief executive is called CY Leung. And this CY Leung is actually a communist proxy. What's a communist proxy? It's somebody is appointed by the Chinese communist government, and he's controlled by the Chinese communist government. And his ultimate goal is not for the benefit of Hong Kong people. So a lot of people in Hong Kong are not happy about this. So we Hong Kong people go to the street and we shout, step down, CY Leung, step down, CY Leung, step down, CY Leung, right, like that. And because he's famous for lying, okay, he have illegal construction inside his own home, and then he lie about it. So he basically lie about many, many things. So he's famous for lying, so people just call him, he's a super liar. So the Pinocchio with the long nose, the nose is so long. So when I push that puppet into the demonstration, everybody understood it. So that's the first work. The other work is called Attack of the Red Giant. It's actually based on the Japanese manga culture, the Attack of the Giant. It's actually, the official title is called Attack of the Titans. And the story is about the giant coming into breaching the wall and eating people. Now this story is very, very popular right now in Hong Kong, because the story is great, because everybody can those who are suppressed can fit into the story. And Hong Kong people interpret the giant as the red communist China, which have a different culture than us Hong Kong people. So they are right now colonizing Hong Kong, you know, like all these Chinese, mainland Chinese tourists coming to Hong Kong, creating some kind of chaos in our city life. Hong Kong people are not happy about this. So I created a work which is based on, it's made by cardboard and it's all red. It looks kind of like the giant in the comic manga. So in the July 1st annual protest, I pushed that sculpture out, and it was well received by the Hong Kong public. So you can see how Japanese culture influenced Asia. Yeah. We are all connected, right? Well, in Japan, the giant represent the Americans. You know, after World War II, the American stopped Japan having the militaries, and then at the end, you just have self-defense. So this is, so, but when a good piece of art, what is a good piece of art? A good piece of art is to be able to be interpreted in many ways by different people of different culture. The third piece I'm showing is the Cultural Bureau. A few years ago, the Hong Kong government is trying to set up the Cultural Bureau. So the Cultural Bureau will overlook arts, designs, and stuff. So in the beginning, we are all very happy. But then we find out they're trying to appoint a Cultural Bureau director who is pro-communist. Now, this is very dangerous, because if she's a communist person, they're going to use culture to brainwash everybody. It's super dangerous. So the cultural and art people in Hong Kong went to the street and protest against this decision. And I created a tank based on the Chinese communist tank. And I made a character called the Real Cultural Bureau Director, you know, with Ray-Ban sunglasses, and his outlook based on the Japanese right wing, with white gloves, very strong, yelling. So you always see them in Tokyo, outside Tokyo Station. And so it was also very well received. That video will be featured. And finally, the last one is the protest I did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the Chinese artist Ai Weiwei was illegally detained by the Chinese Communist government. And that is actually the time when I woke up as an artist and as a civil citizen. I woke up and I realized that could be the future of Hong Kong. You know, most artists, they don't care about politics. I mean, I was like that before. I don't care. I've thought, I just do my abstract thinking, I'll be okay. And then when I see Ai Weiwei got arrested, I was wondering, how come the Chinese government so afraid of him? So I did a research on Ai Weiwei. I look at every single project, all his work, and then I find out his work is very dangerous. It's because he's trying to encourage everybody to be good, to help each other. And the Chinese governments are very afraid of that. So that's why he's a dangerous person. But in Hong Kong, people care about China and also, you know, want to maintain our own culture. So we organize a protest. I organize an organization called Art Citizens. And we have a demonstration on the street. 2,000 people participate. They are all from art and culture sector. So that video, I also create a sculpture. It's called The Grass Mud Horse. Now, this grass mud horse is very important to be understood by the Japanese. It's actually based on the animal called Lima, which originated from South America. It's kind of looks like a horse and looks like a sheep. So it's very dumb looking. It looks stupid. It's funny. But in China, back in 2006, a lot of Chinese net citizens who use the internet, they're not happy because there's no Facebook, no YouTube, no Google. So they hate the Chinese government. So what they did is they write on the internet, say, you know, fuck you, Chinese government. And then the next day, the message disappeared. So they write again, it disappeared again. So it's like, then the net citizens are thinking in China, how can I say fuck you creatively? So the song of the to say fuck your mother, you know, actually that's the way we Chinese people curse other people. We don't just say fuck you, we say fuck your mother. In Putonghua is Cao Li Ma. And then the grass mud hall sounds like Cao Li Ma. So Cao Li Ma and Cao Li Ma, the sounds are a bit different, it's very close. So Cao Li Ma means grass mud horse. So they created this name for the llama animal. And then they post on the internet. It stays there and it didn't get erased. So the Cao Li Ma, the grass mud horse, becomes a symbol of resistance against the government. So I created a life-size grass mud horse that actually I was riding on top and participate in the Release Ai Weiwei protest. So four very sensitive political demonstration work that is involving art. So it can be interpreted in many ways. So those videos will be shown in the secret room on this year's Aichi Triennale. I hope people who see this work can be awakened and then finally put the energy back to their own society and surrounding, and that will be very good.
Thank you. So you almost finished the first room and second room?
Yes.
And the third room, now you're going to finish?
Yes.
In 2 days?
The third room, thanks for the organizer. They arrange Motosan to help us to construct the work. In the next 3 days, it will be done. And I'm hoping the art viewers of Japan would like it and come up with their own interpretation of the whole issues and start caring. I heard in Japan, a lot of people are not voting, especially the young people. And I think this is not very good. Yeah, this is not very good. I used to be like that in Hong Kong. I used to not care about politics and don't go to voting. But I want to warn everybody who is listening to this program, if you don't care, if you don't vote, some stupid people that is more stupid than you would make the decision for you, and at the end, you will suffer.
Thank you for great message for Japanese people.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope to see the whole works. Yeah, it's opening. じゃあ何か少し宣伝して。
はい。ケシウォンさんの作品は、まあ、3つのプロジェクトに分かれていて、それぞれが全然異なった性格をしているんですけれども、まあ、それぞれが見応えがあって、まあ、小さな部屋ではあるんですけれども、まあ、楽しい展示になっていると思うので、ぜひ足を運んでいただけたらなと思います。
はい、ありがとうございました。